The Church of St. Stefan in Rigsee. The Baroque Rigsee Church is surrounded by a small cemetery and wall, a lovely sight from all angles. But one point in particular is of special interest. From the shore of Rigsee, on the western side standing just below the church, you can see the original motif of an image immortalized by one of the greatest modernist painters of the 20th century. In 1908, Vasily Kandinsky must have sat here with his easel and palette of brilliant colors to paint this view of the church with expressive strokes. He had first noticed it on one of his many excursions through the region with Gabriele Münter. If you compare the painting with the reality, you can almost imagine that you are looking over Kandinsky's shoulder as he works. And it is clear that the expressionist artist was not painting a realistic picture, but rather capturing his own senses' impressions. But while the Rigsee Church may remind passers-by of a modern artwork from the outside, in its interior you will find fine examples of traditional Baroque church art from the 18th century. The high altar is especially notable, showing the martyrdom of St. Stephen, Christianity's first martyr and patron saint of this church. The cyclorama over the altar shows St. Anne instructing her daughter Maria. It is encircled by six oval medallions with inscriptions praising St. Stephen. All of the ceiling artwork was completed by the Munich painter Franz Seraph Kürzinger in 1792. Whose art can be admired in many village churches throughout Bavaria and Swabia. The painter Adam Anton Fett from the nearby town of Tulz created the gallery balustrade, showing Christ and his 12 apostles. In addition to its artwork, the church is also home to another curiosity, a richly decorated full-body relic, a shrine to Saint Generosus. Although they might not be genuine, the mortal remains do have culturally historical value because they date from Christianity's earliest days and are far older than this little church's foundations laid in the Middle Ages. The skeleton made quite a long journey here from Rome in the mid-18th century. At the time, the demand for sacred relics was high, making it very lucrative for the Vatican to declare the dead, those buried in the Roman catacombs, to be unknown early Christian martyrs and have their bones exhumed for export to waiting churches, such as the Rigsee Kirche.